So Beyonce must have been in the booth this morning recording the remix to Yaya, because she got in there and she said, "We shaking," and the whole earthquakes. All right, my girl came out with the album and caused earthquakes this week. Okay,
oh my God,
we don't have earthquakes on the East Coast over here. We live on a fault line. It's been dormant ever since I live here. Now from here to D.C., they feeling the earth shake.
Yo.
Beyonce, cut it out. Take it easy. Amalia, you too.
An earthquake, and then we're having an eclipse, and then what's next?
Beyonce came out on Easter weekend. This is it.
So much. Since I told you, the Illuminati videos, you want to go back and rewatch them, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I would do the same.
Oh, my.
I would do the same. I would do the same.
Okay, there's a lot to get into. You
yes,
ready?
There is. Mm-hmm.
Let's go on down to the rodeo and start this show.
No more accents, okay?
Sixteen carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my dreams away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long black road.
Welcome back to another episode of the On The Way podcast, where we give it to you straight. In this space, we won't say anything behind your back that we won't say to your face. We keep you up to date with the latest music, news, and everything related while you are on the way. Now for 250 episodes. I'm Khalil.
And I'm Sylvie.
And this is the On The Way podcast. You can listen to this podcast on your horse down to the WrestleMania this weekend.
Yo. You can listen to
Look at that horse. Look at that horse. Look at that horse.
You can listen to this podcast on your way down to press and play again on Cowboy Carter. That's all I've been doing.
But either way, anyway, this is the On The Way podcast. Black Queen.
Yeehaw!
Sylvie Jones, how are you?
I'm feeling really good, blessed, happy to be here alive in this space and time. And yeah, I'm just in a really good mood. I'm ready to get this review going because I have so much to say about this album. How are you, Khalil?
I'm so glad to be here, ready to get this review going. Sorry that we couldn't get it done sooner, but Beyonce came out and she just, you know, messed the whole world up. Earthquakes today. We were supposed to record this episode 2 days ago. Couldn't do it. Why? Because the power went out. Why? Because she knocked down a tree. Where? Just on my street. Just on my street.
No, it was. We had powers blackouts all over.
It was all over. It was pockets. It wasn't like you know.
It was crazy.
So here we are, 250 episodes later. We're 250 episodes.
I know, right?
We're doing Cowboy Carter. She knew.
Yeehaw!
We got Beyonce on a Monday. We'll talk about that. And then WrestleMania is this weekend. Starts in about 30 minutes with WWE SmackDown. WrestleMania 40. I am in it. You ready?
Yes.
Let's get into the weekly playlist.
It's the weekly playlist, Mike.
Y'all better get up on.
Y'all better get into this playlist.
To keep up with our weekly playlist, follow us on Instagram at On The Way Weekly, where we release it every week. This week, we've got only one album, the one and only Cowboy Carter by Beyonce, who's from Houston, Texas, and this is officially B8.
Oh my God.
Some of the producers and contributors on this project were Cameron Oaks, Derek Dixon, Paul McCartney, John Batiste, Kyrie Tyler, No ID, Pharrell, Jack Rochon, Raphael Sadiq, Jay-Z, of course, and many, many, many more.
Tarius Nash.
The Dream, of course. Tanner Adele. I mean, okay, we're going to get
There's
into
so
it.
Many.
There's so many. So, and the features on here were...
Tanner Adele, Brittany Spencer, Tiara Kennedy, Raina Roberts, Rumi Carter, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Linda Martell, Shaboozy, Willie Jones, Miley Cyrus, Post Malone, and that's it.
I love that she led with This Is Not a Country album because it fused with pop and like non-traditional country sounds, and I doubt that it's going to get album of the year, in my opinion, just because it's fused with those other things. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the one thing they're going to try and say, no, it's not a real country
right.
album.
But she already told us in the album she didn't really care about that.
Right. Anymore. Out of 27 songs, 18 of them were full, not interludes, full songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still taking it in. I think we're still at the point where, like, Wednesday I got to the point where I could identify each song, like, when it first came on by the title. I had so many listens by Wednesday, I was like, oh, this is that song, mm-hmm. this is that song. But just, like, pockets and stuff stick out. Like, I would wake up in the morning and little parts would stick out in my head, like, oh, I gotta listen to
this. Mm-hmm.
The runs, the moments.
That's been me since Friday evening. Like, even when I was texting you, I was like, Khalil, like, this is amazing.
I listened to it exactly like you told me. I took a
pitch
little...
Pitch black?
I have a little light lighting in my room.
Okay, like, light lighting. Okay, that's
like
fine.
Christmas lights on.
Got it.
Black, smoked,
yep.
Laid down.
Put the headphones in.
On. I didn't even come down here. I put the headphones in.
Yes, it's different.
Okay.
It's like she's whispering in your ear.
I love the... Each song, one from we kept like the transitions from one song into another, just mm-hmm. like Renaissance. Love mm-hmm. that. Just like specifically like from Two Hands to Heaven into Tyrant. Mm-hmm. Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
Time to strike out.
Wait,
this.
Let's get there. Okay, let's get there. Start from the beginning.
Let's start with American Requiem. Those vocals in that state of mind that you told me to get into. Those vocals were close to God. Close to God. And it was Easter weekend. She knew what she was doing. Mm-hmm. She sounds like. It sounds like a mix of Prince with the look of there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tina Turner, especially when she gets, do you hear me when I sigh?
Mm-hmm.
And she used to say she was too country and the rejection came, said I wasn't country enough. Planted her feet on the solid ground for years. And if that ain't country, then tell me what is.
Look.
And then them big ideas buried here. And by the end, we get to them old ideas buried here. We'll get to mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, that was my thoughts on American Requiem. You?
Vocally, that was such an amazing intro. Nothing really ends for Things to Stay the Same Way. They have to change mm-hmm. again. You change your name, but not the way you play, but not the ways you play pretend. Like, personally, I felt like she was speaking about music and how it can evolve in so many ways over time. It's art. Together, we can unite if we actually bind together and not spew hate and negativity.
Nothing. Talking going on while I sing my song. Can you hear me? I said, do you hear me? Look at that, look at that now. Look at that, look at that.
I speak so country. That part stuck out for me as well. Even the look of their part. I feel like this is one of the best intros of an album that I've ever heard. Vocally, this little competition.
She said, "Pray you catch me. Get the fuck out." Of Move on.
I'm dead ass. Cause that's what I thought to her. I said, any other intro than I thought that was the best intro. I'm sorry. Like, I know last year I was saying, please, motherfuckers, get to, but I don't know anymore. I feel like this one is a little bit better than that.
I can't ever know if I can, I don't know if I can ever knock off Crazy in Love, because ever since she dropped that first single, it's been lit ever since.
Yes, of course not. But I feel like vocally, this
second single, actually,
American Requiem is like, no, the first one on, wasn't the first one on that? No, that was,
Work
that
was, It Out was the first single.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like,
love that you caught that.
Yes, I feel like, there's some hive in me, I guess.
We're back 20 years, just came right back.
Okay. I feel like it was definitely such a great intro. Next.
Blackbird for me is one of those that it continues to reverberate in my head. I just be going about my day and all of a sudden I just hear, Someone played me a version from the movie Across the Universe and was like, Beyonce ruined it and she sped it up and this was the most pure version I ever heard. And I listened to that shit. I played it for you. That was the most bland version ever heard. Paul McCartney's version wasn't even that bland.
No.
Beyonce did that song a favor, especially by adding all those features.
I can agree with that and say that I love how it really did mimic the original by Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Like, to the T.
Yeah.
I was like, what is, like, are y'all serious? Like, to follow up American Requiem with Blackbird was such, like, it was amazing. Amazing placement. It felt a little spiritual for me because of the vocals of Tanner, of Brittany, of Tiara Kennedy, of Raina Roberts. Like, it just felt a little more like a Southern hug a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, hearing that the background of the song is about the Little Rock Nine, it just really felt like a little bit of a hug. And hearing that in the beginning of the album, I was like, oh, this is some real country album for real. Y'all think I'm listening to some country for
shit.
Real.
Right.
And I love
I
it.
I love it.
Okay, next song.
But also about, I remember when, about Blackbird real quick, I remember when Blue was born. And I remember thinking, like, wow, wait, Beyonce's a mom? Like, that's weird. Like, she's somebody's mom. And then I hear her come in on the end of Blackbird after Tanner Adele. Mm-hmm. And she comes in after her, you were only waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it sounded like somebody's whole ass mother.
Yeah.
It was like, she was like, you go first and let me come in behind you and hug you, with, give you a hug.
Exactly. It felt like a hug.
Yeah.
16 carriages.
It had a rebirth for me. Like, I loved it when it was a single, but I loved it even more in sequence. And then I find myself listening to that separately. Especially because this week, the mornings were very early for me, and it was rainy as hell. Mm-hmm. And that was okay, but it was hurricane-y-like. And something about getting up that early, kind of before the sun comes out, with all them elements, and like backing up the truck, the car out the driveway. Dun, 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 dun. I felt like I was on a horse. I felt like I was like, this is some country ass shit, dog. Fucked with it, dog. Yeah. I would listen to that before, and then go back and listen to the album from the beginning and keep going.
Confession, 16 Carriages, when it first came out as a single, I was like, this is cool. But I didn't love it. I heard it. I played it. Mm. But it wasn't something that I played more than Texas Hold'em.
I played Texas more, but I loved it still.
But now in the album, it was the Break My Soul effect.
Mm.
It was like, I love Break My Soul as a single. I was like, oh, this is great, whatever. But then with the album combined, I was like, oh, this fits perfectly. Mm-hmm. Beyonce, I know what you were fucking doing.
I know what you're doing there.
I know what you were fucking doing. I couldn't see it before. I see it now.
I see what you're doing. And can we also acknowledge how this is like the first time, I think, since Sasha Fierce, where she's dropped like two singles at the same time had it work?
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I see what you're doing there. You're doing it again bigger.
Right. It was like, okay, well, I'm coming out with my own album. It's country, I guess. And then to tell us, like, hey, this is not a country album. And we're like, but these first two singles are not country?
Right. Right.
Stop it.
Exactly.
Okay. Protector.
Protector.
Your song.
That's my go-to self-proclaimed favorite right
Can
now.
Can you sing the one?
The one with the lullaby. Mom, can I hear the one with the lullaby?
I love it.
Mom, can I hear the lullaby, please?
Was tangled up in marigold. We were listening to the reverend children singing.
Sing, sing, sing,
yeah. humming low as the garden river flows, while the August light becomes a golden evening.
Yeah.
And I will lead you down that road if you lose your way. Born to be a protector. Even though I know someday you're gonna shine on your own, I will be your projector. An apricot picked right off a given tree. I gave water to the soil and now it feeds me.
It's just something about the simplicity of the chords. It's the first one I learned how to play to, because the chords are really simple at first. And the fact that Rumi starts it off talking about asking for the lullaby. And then the message about her knowing she'll shine on her own one day, but for now she'll be her projector.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's such a essential thing about knowing. Like, that lets me know Beyonce just gives you a peek into her life. Like, she knows how to raise kids. I think the thing about having kids specifically is they're not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are not yours.
They're their own individual selves.
They're not. They don't belong to you. They are yours to raise.
Mm-hmm.
And one day they have to go on their own and do it on their own.
Yeah.
But she was like, until that time, you know, I'll project you. And I can't fully explain why it's my fave, but it's just a really sacred feeling.
Oh, I got mother vibes the moment that I heard Rumi. And I think even without Rumi, I would have got mother vibes as well. It definitely felt like a song that was sang to, like, maybe the night before, first day of school or preschool or kindergarten, or even like, hey, you're graduating, you're going off to college tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the vibes that it gave me. Mm-hmm. Like, protector. It gave me, like, mother vibes. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Rumi said, I ain't going to be the one having no damn no Grammy. So y'all going to give me a Grammy.
Y'all going to give me a damn Grammy.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Shit. That's one of them I want to see live, too. It's a couple of them I want to see live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at an award show. It's beside the concert. I want to see
that. Let's not
live.
Talk about the concert until 2 years from now, please, okay? Give
Rose.
Us time to rest.
My Rose.
Do you want to go first or me?
Mine is really short.
Go.
I heard it was about Sir, and I wish it was longer.
I hate that it's not long as hell. When I tell you My Rose, besides American Requiem, when I first heard My Rose, I kept on going back. I was like, oh, nah, I got to play this again. Why it's not longer? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of melodies of, like, DC melodies. Like back in... No. It reminds me of DC melodies, like how they used to harmonize. Like with the la, 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 love you. Like, all of that. Like, I was like, oh, my God, this song is so amazing. I did hear that it was very
Kickstarter.
Yeah, it
sounded like DC
well.
Harmonies. Yes.
Yes.
Destiny's Child Harmony. I was like,
yes.
DC, what is she talking about? Yes, yes. That's exactly what it reminded
that's
me
what
of.
It gave me.
The minor chords.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. You feel me?
Yes.
That's why I was like, oh, no, this shit should have been longer. What the hell?
I agree.
Because at first I thought she meant My Rose like the fucking vibrator.
Bro.
Clearly, it's not about that. So, next.
Smoke Hour.
Woo!
I know I'm committing this album to memory simply because as soon as I hear Smoke Hour come on, I immediately hear Texas Hold'em starting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to expect, and I was fully ready for a Willie Nelson and Beyonce song.
Yeah.
But the interlude was still sufficient. Even though he played us, I felt a little attacked talking about, you know my name, ain't no need to know yours.
Ain't no need to know yours.
And then he paused. Then he paused. No need to know yours. I said, excuse me. I asked for that, sir. I was excited to hear from you.
Right.
He said, fuck you. Fuck you.
He didn't say that.
That's what he said.
Oh, my God.
It was subtext.
Not subtext.
You know who the fuck I am. I don't even fuck you off. Shut the fuck up and listen.
What I love about that song, about that interlude is that, like, the person's going through each radio station, mm-hmm. and you're getting the different genres.
Oh, we need to talk about
that. The different genres of each radio station that it's going through. I kept on reminding myself, like, this is not a country album. This is not a country album, despite what it's named or what it's under. This is not a country album. And each radio station was a different artist. And a different genre, a different. I heard some rock, I heard some blues, I heard some funk. I was like, oh, okay.
Charles
okay.
Anderson, Chuck mm-hmm. Berry, Jesse mm-hmm. Stone, Leonardo's Talkie, Leonardo's Tekele, Sister Rosetta Tharpe,
mm-hmm.
Sun House.
Yes.
Gone down to the river.
And I was like, wait.
Wash my sins away.
I was like, there's significance in hearing these this the way that they're playing it, just to get to Willie Nelson. Exactly. Just to get to Willie Nelson, sparking the blunt, and was like, you know my name. Don't need to know yours.
You know who we are.
And then telling us to find a jukebox, because like, you're about to hear a great-ass fucking song that's going to get your ass up.
Right. Which was?
This ain't Texas.
Texas Hold'em.
I always call it This Ain't Texas. I never call it Texas Hold'em.
well,
I just call it This Ain't Texas.
Texas Hold'em is that girl.
For real.
That girl. And I see why it's the lead single. It's the whole essence of the album summed up in one song. Mm-hmm. After you hear the whole album, I have even more of an appreciation for it. I don't skip it. Mm-hmm. I let that joint rock. Mm-hmm. And then I heard the remix today. Beyonce, thank God for you. You got anything?
Nope, because you took the words right out of my mouth.
Then Bodyguard.
Okay, let's get it. This is when things switch up and when it becomes...
I think it's the next section of the album for me. It's kind of marks.
I think the album kind of has different sections, yeah. And I feel like this also marks the second section. Bodyguard gave me, I don't know, I can't even say what genre it is, but it definitely gave me, like, you're riding with the top down,
like, on a
highway.
Did you see the meme with Reese Witherspoon in the boat?
Yes, that's
all I could think of.
Like, on the top down on a highway, just, like, cruising, like, the wind blowing in your hair, uh-huh, like, honey, uh-huh. Like, riding next to your significant other or whatever. Like, that song, it gave me Fleetwood Mac, like, from the 70s. Like, it was just so much, and I feel like that's one of her... It's one of those album cuts that if you don't love it on the first listen, I promise you, you're going to love it a little bit later. I definitely heard some Rafael Sadiq in that. Uh-huh. Like, mm-hmm. That song. Mm.
Yeah, it definitely reminded me of Rich Woman on a Boat.
Mm-hmm.
Once I saw that meme, that's all I could think about.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce's voice really does, if I had to say something that it sounds like, it literally sounds like Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Like Honey. Like, different singers have their different things. When I think of Honey, that it sounds, that's what her voice sounds like.
Especially the part in that. Mm-hmm.
Dolly P into
Dolly
Jolene.
P.
I love that she said, hey, Miss Honey B. She said, it's so black to me. She said, it's Dolly P. It's Dolly P.
I thought that was so cute. I was like, how adorable. Oh, sure, like, you got fucking Dolly Parton on here.
Right.
Who tried to lie a few years ago and was like, I think it would be nice if Beyonce covered one of my songs in the future. You just came from the studio. You're lying to Trevor Noah. Love that, though.
And I wonder who wrote the scripts for, like, her and, like, Dolly P and Willie. Like, who wrote this stuff? Did Beyonce write these scripts and send it to them? Like, will you say this,
and
please?
Can you say this part? Like, is this bad? They're probably like, okay, sure.
All right, she said,
because she has the respect from certain artists who are legendary.
Even though Willie Nelson can't say her name, he said Beyonce.
Stop, he did. But she has the respect from legendary artists where she can like ask and say, like, hey, do you mind? Like,
she said, you know that hussy with the good hair you sing about? She said, I thought we left that lady alone. She's gone through enough since 2016. I thought her
not
life.
Not the PTSD of the Becky with the good hair.
Her life has just probably calmed back down. Now they probably blowing her DMs right back up. She said, well, mine have flaming locks of Auburn. Still hurts the same, just a different color. Something like that.
I love her voice.
And so at this point, I stopped and I went to listen to the original Jolene because I can't front like I heard it like that. And just to hear the difference. And I really did like the difference of what she did afterward. And I was like, all right. But after a while, I was like, all right, Beyonce, we get it. You're going to whoop her ass.
I love this version of Jolene. I feel like it kind of mimics the original, but at the same time, it has its own little twist on it with like the Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. There's just certain things. The final, it's not a bridge, but what's the part in the end where it's like, the valleys, right. Even the vocals there and just how the song just came together as a whole was amazing. Mm-hmm. This is the 10th track and it was just like chef's kiss. This is when I looked at my phone, at my laptop, because my eyes were closed the whole time. I looked at my laptop and I was like, we're not even halfway done yet. Now, let's talk about one of my favorites, Daughter, which at first I was like, is this another song she's talking about herself? And I was fucking correct. I thought it was one of those like Daddy off of freaking.
I thought it was going to be about Blue.
Yeah. Or something like that. Like how it connects.
Nothing to
and
do with
it's nothing
children.
About that. No. What I got from this song was like, hey,
don't fuck with me.
I'm like my father. In a way of like, you think I'm all like sweet innocent, but I got like this
cross me, I'm cold as titanic.
I got this real ghetto side, and I can fuck you. Like that's what I got from that.
Your body laid out on these filthy floors, your blood stains on my custom couture. Bathroom attendant let me right in. She was a big fan. I really try to stay cool, but your arrogance disturbed my solitude. Now I ripped your dress and you're all black and blue. Look what you made me do. They keep saying that ain't nothing like my father, but I'm the furthest thing from quiet boys and altars. If you cross me, I'm just like my father. I am colder than Titanic water. Help me, Lord, from these fantasies in my head. They ain't never been safe ones. I don't.
It made me think of them first days when Destiny's Child broke up. She was like, fuck them.
Stop. She didn't say that.
Yeah, she did. She was like, they was on the Vista video. And Kelly was like, well, yeah, I saw them in the mall. Beyonce was like, stop.
You see?
Don't talk about them.
See? See, you see,
like, oh,
you
shit.
See a true Virgo. Woo! It gave me her other side, her Sasha Fierce side. Also, I told y'all this is Anne Marie Latrice, and which is Beyonce's real name because she's really Italian.
Oh,
and she's from Italy, and we can tell because she was singing the opera at the end
in Italian
of the song.
And
she sound beautiful.
In my opinion, this was her Kill Bill moment. Not like the SZA song, but like the actual movie. I just saw the whole thing was just like in black and white to me. I could see it. It was very visual.
Yeah.
I could see her slipping in the fan being like, oh my God, you're Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, I know.
Come in. Can I come in? Yeah, come on.
Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And then it was just like a very violent Kill Bill death scene, like all black and white, blood, everything, all black and white.
Yeah,
she said, "My blood stained couture."
Exactly, exactly.
Spaghetti.
Let me tell you something.
What
Let me tell
fuck?
You something.
What the fuck?
Genres. Funny little concepts,
aren't they?
Aren't they?
I look forward to hearing that every time because I know it's coming next.
Linda Martell saying that in the beginning reminded not only me, because I already knew, but reminded everyone listening, like, hey, this isn't a country album. Let's stop labeling it a country album. Mm. Beyonce is country, but this is a Beyonce album.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stop fitting everything into one little box and confining it in one little box and saying, like, oh, if you're not this, then this is not this.
Mm-hmm.
When Swiss Beatz said this, that Beyonce Virgo shit, I was like, oh, okay, we're about to dance, I guess.
Because first I looked and it said featuring Shaboozy, but I said, no, but I know Swizz Beatz's voice when I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Shaboozy is, but I know.
Oh, you never heard of Shaboozy before?
I didn't
know
yet. This is the first time I've heard.
Nice.
I was like, I don't know who Shaboozy is, but I know Swizz Beatz. Swizz Beatz changed his name. He got a country name now. No. That was Swizz Beatz. Go ahead.
No. Oh, my God. I never knew that. I've seen Shaboozy like on Instagram and like his colors thing before. So I knew who he was. Mm-hmm. Like he was a black country singer with the locks, so I knew of him. But that's so funny that you thought that was Swizz Beatz's code name.
I said, what?
Because of this. That is hilarious. She raps, and I love rap Beyonce. Honestly, if the act three is rap Beyonce, I would not be mad. When she says the Dana, Dana.
She's okay, hold on. Pause. Before she started rapping, when she started rapping, I audibly said, like, I'm sitting in my room this whole time quiet listening. This is the first audible response from myself. I can't even hear myself with these noise canceling headphones on. It's like 2 a.m. I'm like, Beyonce. And I'm like, oh shit, the window's open. Let me calm the fuck down.
I ain't in no gang, but I got shooters and I bang, bang. At the snap of my fingers, I'm Thanos. And I'm still on your head, cornrows. They call me the captain, the catwalk assassin. When they know what's slapping, then here come the yapping. All of this snitching and all of this bitching. Just a fishing expedition, dumb admission in the kitchen. Cooking up some chickens, extra leg, but I ain't even trying to kick it. Cunty, country, petty, petty, petty. All the same to me, plain Jane, spaghetti. No sauce, no sauce. Too soft, too soft. They salty, they shooting like curry. One hand on my holster, then pass it to Hover. Thought it was sweet when they was walking in the back door of the kitchen. Past the 30 dishes, now we on a mission. Tried to turn me to the opposition. I'm appalled by the proposition. I've been playing. By the plagiaristic, ain't gonna get no cloud addiction. My attention, I ain't no regular singer. Now, come get everything you paying for. I ain't in no gang, but I got shooters and I bang bang.
It was like. Was this the first? I was like, the rapper is alive. It was like Frankenstein came alive.
Mm-hmm.
Have we ever actually had a Beyonce rap before? Like, have we actually ever had it before? I've been thinking. I'm not talking
she
about.
She raps on like ape shit.
That's why I knew you were talking about ape shit. Oh. She was singing rapping. But I'm talking about no singing, just straight up going for it. Was this the first time?
I don't think so. But if it was, then you're right.
She said, I snap in my fingers. I'm like, Thanos.
Damn it. I said, hold on. I stopped the track right there. I said, no way.
I'm going to take it back.
I said, Thanos? I said, nigga, you
I'm
be watching
your head
that?
Like cornrows.
Damn it. Yo. And then you couldn't tell me shit the next day. Because that's the only part that I kept on saying out loud. And then I love how Shaboozy comes in after in the end with the howl to the moon, howl to the moon. I feel like her and Shaboozy, like their melodies. I was so happy for Shaboozy in that moment. And I feel like that collab, like that blend was just so, this was great.
Mm-hmm.
I read that shit back 5 times. And then I moved over to Alligator Tears.
I feel like everything Linda Martell said in that song is the reason why we're frustrated with the Grammys in 2 sentences. Everything she said was right there. That's it. That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's the frustration right there. It's not about, oh, Beyonce, she should shut up. She deserves my, she thinks she deserves my Grammy.
No.
Shut up and dribble. No, that was it right there. And that song, I know it's produced by Swizz. Jay also wrote on it. It did make me a little upset for the Beyonce Kanye collabs we never got and will never get, because it made me feel like this is something like I could hear. I thought Kanye produced it at first. Alligator Tears, I feel like that had to be another one for the children.
It sounded like it, right? And at first I was like, that's not my fave. I was like, this is cool.
How does it feel to be a dog?
But then I was like, you know, this is cool. This is cool, a little, you know, a little track, a little small little melody. I was like, oh, okay, this is nice. And then we get to a different part of the album. Uh-huh. It stopped.
Oh, I guess we've been talking for a while.
Levi jeans. There's not that much left.
Little thing.
Movie recording has been stopped automatically.
Yeah, it's okay. Press it again. We was talking for a mad long. We didn't usually stop the sections.
Oh, that's why.
It stops like after every 30 minutes. We don't have to do the other sections. Just say that shit at the end of this and we'll end it.
Oh, what I've been saying?
Yeah,
the
yeah. You're right.
Oh, because 8:07, you want to hurry up?
Yes, nigga, come on! Come on!
Don't you got Peacock?
Yeah, but they don't show SmackDown immediately. It takes like a month for them to show the most regular thing. I have to watch the highlights on YouTube.
Goodbye. All right, so here's the third part, the third section of the album that we feel. So now we have Smoke Hour 2 with Willie Nelson, which leads into Just for Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just for Fun is, it's cool.
It's but, all up in your mind for me.
But yeah, it's one of the very... It's one of my least favorites. I feel like I'm gonna probably love it later on. Yeah, shout out to Willie Jones.
You keep praying to her.
But
I'm gonna pray to God.
Right. I feel like later on maybe I'll love it, but right now it gets skipped for me.
That's the one Victoria Monet went up for. Some people would be going up for it.
For Just for Fun.
Yeah,
like, again, like I don't get it yet, but
yeah, yet.
It could later on I might.
Yeah. I'm gonna all up in your mind. Skip that.
Skip it. Right. All right. Two Most Wanted.
Yo.
It's not Gaga.
It wasn't Gaga, and I was a little upset, but they were rumoring it was going to be Miley, and I wasn't upset
about
that.
And I was
either,
not upset about
I love
that.
Miley sings. And the girls who sing.
Thank you.
The fellas who sing.
Thank you.
That's all I asked for.
Thank you.
This was the lesbian jam I didn't know I needed, and that Beyonce I didn't know that she had in her.
Oh, my goodness. It definitely was.
But her and Miley are they two great scissors.
Mm. All right. Annoying.
Okay. And they're definitely going to win some Grammys for this song. And I somehow feel like this might be the one that they perform at the Grammys. This has to win country something. She's going to win those country Grammys. Maybe not like Best Country Album or mm-hmm. Best Album, but she's going to be nominated. She's going to win something. When you look at it in the app, in the iTunes, the genre, it doesn't say pop, it doesn't say R&B, it says country.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say it's not a Beyonce album, but it's listed as country.
Yep.
I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. We're getting high till we don't realize time is passing by. Yeah, I'll be your backseat, baby. I'm driving you crazy anytime you like. Oh, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
I don't know what award show that shows that's gonna happen on with her and Miley, but that's gotta happen.
Exactly. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's next year's CMTs or next year's Grammys, but it's gonna happen definitely. Miley sings down. I love the both different octaves. At first, when I listened to it, I was like, Miley, why are you down there? Why are you down there? like fucking Whitney and Brandy.
But then at the end, Miley hits one of the mm-hmm. first high notes. She lets Miley go first,
mm-hmm.
and then she comes. At
and
the
then
end
she comes in around it. Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful song.
Oh.
Levi jeans. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Why I love this song down. Of course, Beyonce's part, but Post Malone. When he comes in, I don't even know that that's him at first.
Yeah.
When he comes in, very it's good. So sweet.
Smooth,
like,
yes. I agree.
I was like, oh my goodness. Like, this is definitely one of those songs where it's like, I'm getting dressed, like, just to go out regular. Not even like I need some hype music, just mm-hmm. some regular music. I'm putting some jeans on. I'm looking in the mirror. Like, this is one of those songs.
This is one that Jay-Z wrote on, too.
He wrote oh, really?
Movie. Yeah, yeah. This
oh, it was good.
And this is the one that Mama Tina was like, I'm so glad that I finally get to hear the album so that because all that all the dream does is just play this song for me on repeat. This is all I hear. I was like, not you keeping songs from Mama Tina. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. There's some stuff you don't need to hear about me singing about yet, mama.
But I don't think it's like that. I think it's because she don't want her accidentally like leaking this.
She will absolutely leak
that. She'll be like, yeah, wait till I hear Levi Jeans. Oops. We love her. We love Mama Tina. We love her down.
Flamenco.
All right. Now we are up to the last section of this album.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Flamenco?
This made me
That's another DC melody that I kept on hearing.
This made me go, is lemonade coming around for another sip? Is everything all right between Jay-Z and Beyonce? Talking about, you know, I really did love you. I did love you mm-hmm. once. I was like, what? What's going on here? Mm-hmm. I've learned to pay attention to Beyonce when she sings about these things now. It's not just fly over your head. She told us years ago in 2006 on Resentment. Mm-hmm. She tried to tell us. We just thought she was singing pretty. Is there anything that she's trying to tell us now?
I don't want to go and do deep into it. Until she confirms or denies.
I hope not. Ooh, but it sounds like if anything ever did happen between the two of them, this song lets me know that she would be just fine.
Yeah.
That's one of those. I was like, oh, yeah. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that it was an interlude.
I pray not. Yeah.
I hate that. Yeah. I was like, I said, you did this first in the beginning with my rose. Now you're doing it again. Yeah. I'm in my room just like screaming silently. Like, what the fuck? Why the song not longer? Then we have.
We both took that deep breath at the same time because.
We have the legendary Linda Martell.
Yes.
Who does the intro that sounds like, if you can imagine or vision it, it sounds like black and white. It's the 60s. It's the mic. She's the host.
And we need to talk about what happened with her too, with Linda Martell.
And she's doing the intro to Ya-Ya. Mm-hmm. And then the dancers come out. The band's already out. The dancers come out. Mm-hmm. Beyonce comes out. Mm-hmm. They have these shimmery outfits on. I immediately was like, oh shit, is this somebody reincarcerated? P-E-Y-I-N-C-E.
Hold on, Linda Martell was black country singer back in the day who was very popular, who got signed to a record label, broke records, but then her manager ended up taking all her money. And so that's why she's one of those unsung heroes that we never hear of. So for Beyonce to do this, I believe Linda Martell is going to end up getting a Grammy off of this joint right here.
And I hope she does.
Listen, when Beyonce says, we snapping, you snap, okay? When Beyonce says, we drumming, you grab a stick from somewhere and you bang that on something. This and Why Don't You Love Me will be performed together and it will be the best James Brown, Tina Turner time you've ever had. I can't wait to see this joint live.
Right.
Ya-Ya's gonna kill live, dog.
So because she had the alternate or the vinyl cover is her with the Beyonce original spelling. Well, not original spelling. Well, yeah, no, not original spelling because Mama Tina said that's not how it's supposed to be spelled.
B-E-Y-I-N-C-E.
Right. I feel like the album was probably supposed to be called Beyonce, but maybe there was a confusion between that and two self-titles. Right. Man. But I love how she intros it with like, hello, girls. Hello, Beyonce.
They're not going to catch me because I'm a clever girl. They can't fuck with me.
Right. I love that. I love the she sings like deep. Beyonce already has like a natural, like deeper voice, but she dives into that voice and she pulls that shit out for Yaya.
My gosh.
Like you really, it makes you miss Tina.
Right.
But like in a, such a great homage way.
Right.
Like it, Yaya was amazing. I can't believe you had this in the vault for years, lady. And you were sitting there just like, okay, well.
It made me think about.
Here's act one. And we're all like, I'm getting you. I'm make myself. Whole time you like, them bitches don't even know. Wait till Yaya comes out.
Just like, it made me think of her confidence. Like, imagine the confidence that she, you know, now looking back that she had when she pulled up to the Grammys this year. We was like, what is she wearing? What's she got on?
I said, look at Doug Dibbadone.
It's like, what is she wearing? The whole time she knew the heat that she's about to release on the world. Like, mm-hmm. Sitting next to Miley Cyrus, not acknowledging her at all.
Not acknowledging her.
At all.
Because of that NDA. Uh-huh.
Fantasia walking up to her. She's like, I can't, girl. I got to take it easy.
Beyonce's like, no, I can't dance, but thank you. You're doing a really great job for honoring her. I can't even do anything because it's going to take the attention off of what you're doing, and it's amazing what you're doing. Love that.
Right.
She purposely didn't make any sudden moves. I love that.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I'm here for Jay.
She said, you.
Yeah, she said, mm-mm. No. Blue said, she looked talking about you, Bob.
She said, you.
She said, no, babe. Let's not do that.
Louisiana paying homage to her LA, her Louisiana roots, and also doing so through Chuck Berry. That was Chuck Berry sample.
I feel like a lot of this album dedicated to Mama Tina.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I feel like the first album was Uncle Johnny dedication. I feel like this one has a lot of dedication to Mama Tina, definitely her country roots. Mm-hmm. That's the mother, and that's where she came from.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's get into this one now, okay? Let's just.
Oh, you mean my song that Khalo doesn't love? Desert Eagle.
Love it.
Desert Eagle has such a good like.
See how we did that at the same time? We was on cue together. Saw that?
Yes. It was. It's too much of a perfection to be as short as it is. Another song that had me punching the fucking.
Wait, we didn't finish. I didn't finish. Oh, you're still talking about
it's another song that had me punching the fucking air because of the fact that it was so short, but it was so good. Talking about Do-Si-Dos, which I think she's really talking about the actual like cookie and not about anything else. But who knows? It's Beyonce. She could be talking about the cookie. She could be talking about licking Kitty.
Oh, okay.
It's Beyonce. You know she bi. So
Beyonce.
Yes, exactly. So
I love this song, okay? I loved it.
Here we go.
I thought there was a couple things that could have made it better in that I wanted it to be longer, but if it wasn't going to be longer, I really could have used, like, after the first 16 bars for the beat to drop.
And it wouldn't be an interlude.
That's why not?
And then what, it's supposed to fade out?
Yes. No. Fade out by the end and then come back to... Dance. Okay, now here's the thing. Okay, now let's get to Riverdance, okay?
Now let's get into Riverdance.
Because this was the one where I thought, I was like, all right, I've rocked this long. I think this is where I actually officially am about to get off this country train. And I was like, this is a little bit much with the way this is starting. This guitar riff. And I was like, I don't know. Yeah, I was like, this is a little too Riverdance. He really went Riverdance for. And then that shit turned into the most hood Riverdance I ever jigged to. Okay.
So what? But
once them keys make such a difference on anything. Don't sleep on the keys. She keys came in with that guitar riff. I said, oh, this is about to be some soul shit.
Bounce on that shit, dance. Bounce on that shit, no hands. This gun, yes, he shot me down. I died and someone brought me back to life, but never to my senses.
Bounce on that shit, dance. Bounce on that shit, dance. Bounce on that shit, dance. Bounce on that shit, no hands.
Staring down the barrel of my gun, yes, I shot you down. He cried the day he realized.
But when she said dance, this one made me think, like, because I did, but I think she did say that Act 2 was supposed to be Act 1 originally. So the fact that, like, Riverdance and the rest of these songs have kind of like a little dance, like feel behind it, dance genre, I feel like this should have been leading into Act 1.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay. But that's what I felt. Riverdance, I'm sorry, you can't listen to that song without running it back. You can't listen to that song sitting down. You can't listen to that song and not fucking move. You should. I would pay you $50 not to fucking move while hearing that song. And not even tap, not tap an eyebrow or nothing. Not blink on beat or nothing. That shit is amazing.
Two Hands to Heaven.
Two Hands to Heaven is one of Beyonce's best songs in the world.
Like, that's one of them where I'm saying, like, I'd be minding my own business and then all of a sudden the melody at the end.
Oh, baby. Oh, the best part where it gives you Dance For You vibes.
Oh,
yes. When I heard that, I was like, oh shit, like Dance For You. This is what's giving me like Dance For You vibes, like towards the ending. Yes. Two Hands to Heaven is.
Tyrant.
Okay.
That's the one for the radio. Like, and when you come up with an album, I guess you got to know you have your go-to radio ones. That's definitely one for the radio where that can be played on country radio. That can also be played on like Power 105 one, and also be giving them like a taste of some country.
I can hear that in the club. I mean, I don't go to clubs, but I can hear that in a party. I can hear that in a public setting.
Anita Baker said the streets of Vegas were blasting on her Twitter.
I believe it.
I envy you now. Just tell me how.
She got that water, Hangman got that water. Don't act like you don't know.
Giddy up.
Don't pay me in gold.
Giddy up.
Back outside, I'm on the road.
Giddy up.
Hey. When the sun goes down,
it's Naya. Hey.
You can hear her body howl
in the moonlight. Hey.
I feel her eyeing me like owl. Every time I ride it, make it look so good, try to justify it. Boy, I know they're looking for me, how we gonna hide it? Riding like hydraulics, I am such a tyrant. Every time I ride it, I don't like to sit up in the saddle, boy, I got it. Just relax, I got this, I got that exotic.
Tyrant is the star. And I kind of hate the fact that Tyrant is the fucking 25th song on this album, because it's like, you don't even know that this greatness is coming up. Mm-hmm. Like, you're hearing all this greatness and you're like, oh my God, this is great. Then you get to this last part of the album, you're like, what the hell is
right.
Tyrant slapped the shit out of me.
Right. And I can tell it's starting to wrap up just by what Dolly P. She said, Cowboy Carter, it's time to strike a match and light inspect this joint. That's it. Oh, it sounds like it's wrapping up.
It's the fact that it's like one by one, you hate me. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So it's going to be another country, da 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 da, back. And then you get the
Yeah.
Yeah, got that. I said, Beyonce. That's when I had shut my laptop and I sat in silence for 30 seconds. And I was like, okay,
right.
I'm going to open this back up and I'm going to try again. And this time, I'm going to try not to lose my shit, because why the fuck did the beat drop like that? And that shit just
fuck Beyonce.
Kill Beyonce. What is your problem?
What the fuck is wrong with you, lady?
Stop it.
Shit.
Damn. And Sweet Honey Buckin.
Pharrell.
Sweet Honey Buckin is amazing. Sweet Honey Buckin, I hate that it's three songs in one, but I love that it's three songs in one. Sweet with Shaboozy. Amazing. I'm so happy that Shaboozy was on there not once but fucking twice. Like, this ain't Calabasas. I was like, oh nigga, you want Beyonce's album?
Right.
How old is this? Like,
and
Sweet
that
is
line
beautiful.
Specifically made me think of, like, you know, how she can relate to this. Like, living out in she lives in California, but she sings about so many different things in life. But there's parts of California that are just, the view is so country. Like, I can definitely see how the August sun turns into a beautiful golden evening or something like that. Like, I just saw the country as visualizations that she could sing about, with the inspiration that she gets from California.
Right.
Well.
But it's just the roots of it. Honey?
That was, the arrangement was so beautiful. Honey.
Oh my God. I was like, you are, what the fuck is your problem, girl? You did this on act one, okay?
And just the way it was all three was written.
You did this on act one. You did the same shit. And like, and so come with me. I was like, why is this? What the fuck is this greatness? I ran that shit back ASAP. I didn't even let Honey finish. I said, nah, run back to the beginning. I need to hear this again.
And then she said,
bucket. I said, okay, I'm up. I'm up. Like a mechanical bull. I said, fish. Sweet Honey Bucking is felt like Beyonce. What I mean by like, I'm a little bit of country, I'm a little bit of rock and roll, I'm a little bit of R&B, I'm a little bit of all of these things up together, hip hop, everything. Like, genre is a funny fucking concept because it cannot be like,
I can do all that shit.
Right.
That song made me hungry, actually.
Bucking?
Yeah, the Sweet Honey Bucking. If you look at it, it looked like
Sweet Honey?
It looked like three sauces. It looked like something you would get at what's my favorite show? Mission Barbecue. I don't know if you've ever been to Mission Barbecue.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's what it God. Looked like.
From watch Popeyes come out with like, we got a Sweet Honey Bucking sauce.
Sweet Honey Bucking. And then also, only artist I ever seen, well, that's not true. It's not often you see iTunes, or these streaming platforms changing their actual letters and shit that's allowed in songs for specific artists. When you ever seen a star in a song?
I've never
seen it.
I noticed that too. I was like, okay, we got, what's next, emojis?
Budget was good.
And then, amen. We brought you back. We said, sit your ass down now.
So y'all good? Y'all done?
Yeah. Okay, catch your breath. All right.
When she sung Trumpets Blare, yes. I said, that is my, that's my queen. That's her right there. Because that was just a perfect example of, ever since Sasha Fierce, I think, but definitely Four,
mm-hmm.
She started singing on the records like she always sung on tour. Mm-hmm. On tour, she didn't hold back. It was Big Mama,
yeah.
Souls, always. On the records, she didn't do all that to have more crossover appeal, I guess. Then she crossed over, she said, I don't give a fuck
anymore. Uh-huh.
And just started singing like that on the records. And it served her. Full use of the instrument.
Trumpets blare, the silent sound. I need to make you proud. Have mercy on me.
Cowboy Carter is...
And then I love the return to American Requiem.
Yes.
Where she said, them old ideas buried yes. here. And the old ideas, I was trying to think, what is she singing about? And she's singing maybe the idea that like black people don't belong in country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
They pissed that lady off in 2016. She went home and started going to work. Still had her outfit on.
She said, them old ideas are buried here.
She said, I'm going to start writing this country album now. Okay. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to make a country. I'm going to show y'all my roots. Y'all said I wasn't too country in the beginning. Y'all called me all types of names or whatever. Remember she had the freaking hat, the country hat and the cowboy hat in Bugaboo? Like, she definitely showed you I'm from Houston, Texas. She had the accent. That accent was fucking strong when Beyonce had first came out with Destiny's Child. Like, that accent was thick.
Hey, y'all.
Mm-hmm. And then she scaled it back a little bit with the accent. She's like, all right, I got a bend here. I got a bend there. Let me try to squeeze in. Then she became a person where she was like, fuck it. I'm not doing that shit. That's like, right. And I think that we got that a hint of that with the Daddy's Lesson. She was like, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see how it comes out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, including me, was like, this song is fire. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Mm-hmm. She did the performance. And people were standing there in her crowd basically, like, looking at her saying, like, Negro,
get
go home.
Get that nigga off
yes.
the stage.
Holding up fucking picket signs saying, Negro, go home. And she was like, oh.
And she brought the damn Dixie Chicks with her. We hate them fucking them white niggers.
Don't put that in the show.
That's what they said. They shunned the Dixie Chicks as the Dixie Chicks told the truth about George Bush.
Yeah.
And then years later, he was.
They did. But she went home and she was like, I'm going to do something now and I'm going to release this. And she was going to release it in when she released Act One. But she was like, you know what? I think we need to dance. And she released Act One. And then she was like, all right, glad y'all danced for a year and a half. Now, here's the original Act One. It's Cowboy Carter.
Okay, now it's funny that you say that because the way this ends makes me think that we're supposed to listen to it in the order of 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm, that's a possibility.
Because after Amen, and it happened a couple times on the album where the song Amen, it was like boop. That happened a couple times on this album. But after Amen, that sound effect happens. And after that, if you play Renaissance One, Amen, the end of Amen, goes like almost seamlessly into I'm That Girl. But if you listen back from what's that Summer Renaissance going into American Requiem, it doesn't flow
it as, doesn't.
As well.
Something's missing.
Yeah. So I think we're supposed to go 3, 2, 1.
Probably.
I'm really interested to see how the last track of Act 3 flows into American Requiem. What do you think Act 3 is going to be?
I don't know. I can't tell at this point. I think it's rock.
It's three things for me. It could be three things for me. Go ahead.
I think it's rock.
Uh-huh.
It could be gospel.
I was going to say rock, gospel. It's like, what are we going to get? Church Beyonce?
Right. It could be gospel because, you know, we did. But I also...
The first two albums didn't have whole gospel.
Right. They did. But also getting the feedback that Church Girl got, I'm like,
don't try it, B.
I don't know,
B. I don't know if you want to smoke with them people.
Dirt people can be real nasty.
They sure can.
But I think it's between those two for me.
Rock, gospel, or rap. Rock, gospel, or rap.
Rap Beyonce.
I mean, because at some point, like the same way people have been asking Fantasia, like, will you finally just give us a gospel album?
Mm-hmm.
People have been asking if Beyonce would just give us a rap album. That's not something we need to reclaim yet. But I don't know. I'm interested. What do you think the tour concert experience is going to be like? You already know what I think.
I don't know. I know. What I do know is that it's going to be a bloodbath getting tickets because... of the there's a newer audience that is
now we
in.
Fighting with real white people.
now
we fighting with Taylor Swift audience
now
too for the
really,
damn tickets.
We're really gonna fight.
Damn.
And every time Beyonce does some like surprise thing that's coming up, I'm just like, please, lady, just give us a year. Give us a year. Do
yeah,
not.
I think she's
do not. I love you, Beyonce, but please do not announce the tour tickets. Please, not yet.
She's
not yet.
Wait.
Give us 2025. To announce the tour.
How many months did she give us between Renaissance and she an announcement? She announced
Renaissance was in July. The announcement was in February of the
so
following
year. How many
year.
Months is that?
Mm-hmm.
December. 6 months.
So I feel like
we
that's
need 6 months.
Yeah,
Beyonce.
I feel like it,
y'all
it,
better
it,
be saving up for the next 6 months.
I feel like, and if you're doing it around Christmas time, I'm sorry, someone's not getting any gifts. Because I'm getting tickets.
Oh, she's gonna announce it then for the next year. I know it's. Yes. I know it's. And I love how she gave the girls. She was like, "I gave y'all girls off this year at the Grammys. I didn't compete with y'all. I just came and showed up. They gave my husband an award, but he laid the foundation for me to come.
They came, fucked some shit up, and then left.
Right. I think that this is going to be at the Sphere. It's not going to be a tour. It's going to be a residency. It's going to be a residency in the Sphere at Vegas because the Sphere was in her commercial.
Yeah.
Why was she put in the commercial without it? Got to catch these little things when she's giving it to you. I get it. She just went on the whole world tour. She's at the end of the day, she's a mom. She's letting you know that. She has kids. She has a family. She can't just be picking up and leaving and going all over the world all the time. Right. So this gives her the chance to be stationary, have the kids be all in one place. Maybe actually they'll still go to school and she only does like a residency like Thursday through Sunday, Wednesday through Sunday or something. So she can still be, you know, and that's not a far commute, L.A. to Vegas, back and forth like that. Maybe she doesn't want to interrupt her kids' lives and make them move to Vegas and, you know, change school.
Right. I feel like it's so many things. And I feel like whatever it is, I just hope that.
And Vegas goes really good with the cowboy theme.
Yes. I feel like the desert and all that. I feel like whatever it is, I just hope that I'm there and I am close enough to see it and I'm in the presence of it. I have to see it. I have it when this goes on tour. Hopefully next year, please. We're not announced anytime soon. Give us some months. Let it marinate. We already love this, but I'm going to be in that building.
Music news. Beyonce be broken. She broke a whole bunch of records on, what was it? Amazon.
She broke records on Spotify. Spotify announced on social media last week that the album became the platform's most streamed album in a single day in 2024. Most streamed album in 2024.
Queen Spotlight, what had happened?
Beyonce won the Innovator Award at the iHeartRadio.
Who the fuck do you know who releases an album on Friday and gets an award for it on Monday? What the hell?
Park Richard did do that little intro video that they had. It was really cute. And they still highlighted Cowboy Carter in it, too. They do that in
that
it.
Means
you
that
saw Renaissance and then you saw Cowboy Carter.
That means the iHeart Awards called her months ago and told her they wanted to give her an award.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least maybe once she announced when the album was coming, I said they wanted to give her an award without even hearing it.
Yeah.
They never heard it.
Yep. And then she had the Cowboy Carter image in the background while she was accepting the award and speaking. With the legendary intro from the legendary Stevie Wonder. Are you fucking kidding me?
And thank you for playing on Jolene.
Thank you for playing the harmonica on Jolene. Everybody's like, huh?
She said, what? And he just standing there like, oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did do that. Looking at her. So, yes. Beyonce is everything. I don't have any more things to say about this. I feel like we've covered it all.
Just take it in, everybody. We're just still taking it
in. We're still taking it in. Of course, we have new artists next week to review, but... Beehaw!
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 Episode title, Beehaw! Thanks for listening, everybody. For everything else you heard this week, you can find, if you're looking for me, you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at KAHLILXDANIEL and on the Facebook at facebook.com/KXDmusic. You can also find my music streaming on the Apple, the Tidal, and the Spotify, anywhere you download or stream music, and everything else on my website at KhalilDaniel.com.
And if you're looking for me, you can find me mainly on X or Twitter or whatever you call it at Sylvie Jones, SylveeJones.
And for everything else you heard this week, you can find us on our Facebook at facebook.com/onthewaypod and on our websites at instinctent.com/ontheway and mochapodcastsnetwork.com/ontheway.
And if you love what you hear, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Share an episode. Tell everybody about the show. We're streaming on all podcast platforms.
Thanks for listening, everybody. It's WrestleMania season.
Oh, my God.
Time to go watch WrestleMania. The Rock is back.
Goodbye.
See you next week.
Pony up, it's a lucha town. Chasing our seas away with brown. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.